For WBAA, I'm Greg Kustraba. The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony will wrap up its 2014-2015 season at the Long Center for the Performing Arts Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. The program includes music by Mozart, Borodine, and John Adams. With me in the studio are Jose Valencia, the music director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, plus two of the clarinetists in the orchestra, Ryan Kim and Matthew Baldwin. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
Great to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about the program first. The centerpiece, really, of this work is one of the big Russian romantic symphonies from the 19th century by Alexander Borodin.
Right, who was actually by profession a world-renowned chemist. And he wrote music on the side. He was part of the Russian Five, the fistful of great composers around the turn of the 19th century. This piece in particular, the Second Symphony in B minor, is pretty meaty and has some of Borodin's more beautiful transitional moments that he's famous for doing in other pieces like his Polovtsin dances.
And how's the chemistry between the orchestra on this piece?
Oh, I think it's pretty good. The movements that we're doing, they're quite contrasting. There's a big dark brooding thing, and that opens it all up, and this theme carries on through all of the first movement. And that statement returns and returns and goes away and gets happy. And then we have this sublime middle movement that we're going to do. We're going to do the third movement, which has some rays of sunshine in it. And then we're going to finish off with something that I feel, actually, strangely enough, it reminds me of an American Western. It's just the rhythms make me feel that way. So it's super uplifting, and I think it's a good thing for our young musicians to be working on a piece that is so meaty.
Now, Ryan and Matthew, I'll start with you first, Ryan. How are the clarinet parts on this? Are they tricky? Are they hard? Are they beautiful? Are they challenging? Are they all of the above?
Some of the above. I think the third movement especially is very beautiful. It has a really awesome clarinet solo that Matthew plays, actually. I'll let him talk about that. But he plays it really well, and it's a really awesome, beautiful solo. I like the fourth movement. Like Mr. Valencia was saying, it's a lot of really upbeat music.
That's great. And Matthew, to end with something lively and exciting after that brooding opening theme, it's quite a journey that you take over the course of this work.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of saying it, because, you know, you start out and it's dark, but then the third movement, it's a little bit less dark, and then the last movement, it bursts through the clouds, like heaven's open, like it's awesome. And I really enjoy the fourth movement. And like Ryan said, I've got a solo in the third movement, and it's just this really long, drawn-out, beautiful clarinet solo that's really fantastic. And yeah, the third movement is really beautiful, probably one of the most beautiful slow pieces I have heard. It's great.
That's wonderful. Another piece on the program neither of you are playing on is the Bassoon Concerto by Mozart. Tell us about the bassoonist you're bringing in for this.
Dr. Catherine Marchese was trained at the Paris Conservatoire, and she has been living in Bloomington, Indiana, and playing in central Indiana for quite a bit. She has a beautiful tone, a great personality. That personality comes through in her playing. And so that should make for a different second course, a nice second course for people in the audience.
Right. And the first course is a piece by John Adams, which is very rhythmic, very exciting, from his opera Nixon in China, The Chairman Dances.
Mm-hmm. And it has an accompanying fantasy scene where, in the end, Mrs. Mao comes off of a portrait that is painted of her, and she leaves that and goes and dances around in a state of oblivion. She's not exactly there, and she's not supposed to be exactly there.
Let me ask you, Ryan, about your experiences playing with the Youth Symphony. This is your fifth and final year.
Yes.
With the orchestra. It must be kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, I think bittersweet's a very good word. I got involved at first in eighth grade because my private teacher, Sharon Howard, asked me, you know, we're lacking a couple of clarinetists. And so we joined. It was a different experience from, you know, concert band, because we got to play materials, more classic, more music from the past that we wouldn't be able to if we had not joined the symphony orchestra. And I think that's the aspect that I've enjoyed the most out of it, just playing, getting to play different kinds of music over the years. I mean, we've played a variety of music.
And you've had to learn to play under a variety of different conductors, yes, too. And that's it must be a huge thing to go from one conductor with one style to another conductor with a totally different style.
Yeah, definitely different styles of conducting. And I think that's good, too. And since our band program went through two different conductors while I'm there, and I've had to work with different conductors, and I think that's a good experience as well.
Matthew, you haven't been in quite so long. You've been in for just a couple of years with the orchestra. Does it feel bittersweet to you as well?
A little bit. I think I'll miss playing in an orchestra. I plan to do music in college, but I don't know if I'll be playing in an orchestra just because it's a smaller playing pool, because you only have, you know, maybe two or three in an orchestra versus, you know, 9 or 10 in a concert band. But for me, playing in the orchestra, it was a different experience because there's just a different balance you have to learn to work with. And because now you have string players and you're way back in the back instead of at the front. And it's just a good skill to learn, I think, to learn to play in a different setting.
Right. And you go to Harrison High School. Where are you planning to go to college?
The University of Utah, actually. So, yeah, I plan to move out there in late August.
But not majoring in music?
No, I just plan to minor in music, major in chemistry.
Okay, and Ryan, how about yourself? You go to Westside right now.
Yes, I'm planning on heading to University of Notre Dame, a couple hours up in South Bend. I'll be majoring in physics. I will not be minoring in music, but I'll definitely keep playing, planning on joining the marching band there, maybe the concert band, jazz ensembles, and we'll see about an orchestra if time allows.
That's great. Well, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
And Jose, anything else about the concert we haven't had a chance to talk about?
Not that comes to mind. I'm pretty excited. This is probably the most ambitious program that we've done in this season. And I'm proud of the stretching that's going on. It's quite a bit of stretching is going on. And I look forward to seeing what the results are at the concert on Sunday.
Jose Valencia, artistic director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, and two of the clarinetists in the orchestra, Ryan Kim and Matthew Baldwin. They'll be in performance at the Long Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Lafayette Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Thanks to all of you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.